Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Dr. Aaron Thompson, the president of the Council on Post-Secondary Education. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Leanne, always good to be with you.
I wanted to chat with you today about this new study that got released earlier this month, and essentially it found that going to college has long-term financial benefits for students. So let's dive into the findings. Tell me a little bit about what your organization found out.
You know, there's been a lot of return on investment reports that have stated for a long time that college has an economic benefit. We know that, right? Beyond high school, we knew that, but those have been done in aggregates. I mean, it's been stated in a way, and Georgetown, you know, in DC, they've done a lot of work in this area. But Kentucky, we decided that we're going to look at Kentuckians. So we did a study and looked at those that graduated from high school in 2011 and what happened to them. We followed them 8 years to see exactly what happened. Who went to college, who didn't go to college, what degrees did they get, how much did they borrow, how much money they're making after they got out of college, or if they didn't go to college, what they were making in high school. So this was a return on investment story that actually looked at Kentuckians, and it clearly found what you just stated, that going to college pays you. I mean, bottom line, you make money with a college credential or degree.
I feel like, especially in Eastern Kentucky, you know, we've got that wall in Central Kentucky, everything east of Lexington. It's kind of a different demographic for people. There's a lot of emphasis on like vocational education, getting those trade certifications. And but that's kind of included in this. I mean, that is part of higher education.
It is. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that, because you're absolutely right. You know, when I went on my listening tour a few years ago, what I found that many people didn't understand, even educated people, believe it or not, that if you get a trade certificate, that's college in Kentucky. You know, and as the head of higher education, I represent those that will have a short-term work certificate, or someone who gets a trade certificate in welding, HVAC, electricity, or whatever the case may be, as well as those that get baccalaureate degrees, PhDs, law degrees, and so on. And it was clear that people didn't know that. So if you need to get something beyond high school, we knew that all along. And this report we just published clearly backed that up, that getting a certificate beyond high school pays you. Even if you have to borrow a little money to do it, it pays you substantially, even with that in consideration.
And here in Kentucky, there's so many different higher education institutions that are incredibly affordable. I have students who work with me who come to Morehead State, for example, from out of state, because they're paying out-of-state tuition at a Kentucky school is cheaper for them than paying in-state tuition at a different state.
Absolutely. Kentucky, and I'm proud of this too, last 3 years we set tuition and it was the lowest in 30 years. That's one thing. We're an affordable tuition state, period. But we also worked with our campus presidents, like your president at Morehead State, and we set it up. If you're out of state, you're going to come and actually come to Morehead or any of our public institutions cheaper in most cases than you can go to an in-state public institution in the whatever state they're in. So it's incredible just how well we've offered ourselves up for people to come in to our state. Now, Leanne, let me make clear, we'd love to keep them. After they get this degree, we wanna keep them and make them a part of our workforce, because we know that the most direct correlation between a healthy economy is to have a highly educated workforce. And so we're trying to make that happen. And you may have heard that, you know, yesterday it was announced that we're going to have about a $5+ billion investment by Ford in, you know, in the Hardin County area to make electric batteries. So we know that we have to prepare this state in such a way to make businesses want to come in and to make students that want to come in from out of state to stay with us.
Now, I'm going to go off script here. I know we had set up this interview specifically to talk about the higher education kind of pays off study, but just this morning I got an email that ties into what you were just saying about the new partnership with Complete College America, which is going to put grant monies towards purpose first strategies. And that was the first time that I'd heard about purpose first strategies, and doing a little research, it sounds that's exactly what we're talking about right here.
Well, it really is. And I appreciate you bringing that up. And I love that Kentucky, we like being first in everything, right? We don't want to be first in poverty, but we want to be first in all the good things. This purpose first advising, it's a $500+ thousand from Lumina with Complete College America in Kentucky to do purpose first. And what that means, we will look at early the careers that you want. We'll help you to think about the careers you want, help you to identify that through a variety of ways, and start early in your college path, on your college path toward working toward that. Not just choosing a major with the hope it can get you a career, but actually purpose first advising is like taking career advising and the regular advising, the proactive advising we're used to, and putting it on steroids and working with individuals at a very direct level to help them to understand the richness that they can get with the money as well as with the overall quality of life, by understanding how they can find something that suits who they are. And so that's what we're doing. We're going into a relationship with Complete College America and Lumina to do this purpose first advising.
And I mean, that all ties into economic development. That's one of the things that businesses look at when they're considering different communities in which to locate. They go, do you have the workforce? And it seems like this is, I mean, it's like, yeah, we have the workforce. And not only that, we can train them and educate them specifically for the needs of the business and create that straight pipeline into new organizations which want to come to Kentucky.
That's right. You have to think of economic development in really a much more holistic way than we've thought about it before, right? In the past, we would go out and try to recruit businesses and come here and hope we can give them what they want. Now we have to have higher ed on the forefront with economic development and saying we have to have a direct partnership whereby we supply you, if it's just in time, true enough, we can do that. We can get you just in time employees that are trained to do what you need. But we also want to talk to you, employers, about what you're going to need 5 or 10 years from now. Let us prepare the workforce for you that will be there when you need them. So that dynamic is wonderful. I'm glad in Kentucky we're creating that, right? That higher ed is now an inclusive part of economic development. In the past, they were like doing two separate things. It makes no sense, right? Since there is the most direct, as a matter of fact, it's so highly correlated that it looks somewhat causal when we look at where businesses want to come in a highly educated state. First of all, they want to come in a highly educated workforce. They want to come with the workforce being trained technically and with the workforce being trained with those employability skills, what some people call soft skills, right? Problem solving, critical thinking, and all that kind of stuff. So, these are all the things that we're developing now as a part of our, what I call human infrastructure of our campus, our curricular infrastructure of our campus, our faculty development, staff development around how do we see ourselves truly preparing, you know, the educated workforce that businesses and other folk are going to need.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Morehead State Public Radio keeps you informed with award-winning local and regional news on Midday News, Mountain Edition, and Open Mic. Your financial gift supports WMKY, student work studies, and local programming. Make your gift online today under the Support Us tab at WMKY.org. Thanks for listening and supporting Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Dr. Aaron Thompson, who's the president of the Council on Post-Secondary Education. We're talking a little bit about how college pays off long-term for students. A new study came out earlier this month, and you were telling us a little bit about how we've known, you know, nationwide, how college does pay off. It helps people the longer when they go into the workforce. But specifically in Kentucky, let's talk a little bit about the numbers for the return on your investment.
Well, thanks, Leanne. Yes, I mean, once again, this is a group that we followed, and let me put up the methodology for you. For an example, in 2011, if you graduated from high school, we followed you until 2019. And we looked at those that went to college, those that went into the workforce after 1 year of college, after 2 years of college, or with a short-term certificate, or those that never went into. But we also looked for those who got a four-year degree. So let me give you some numbers. For an example, this group, and about 60-something percent went to college, by the way. This group, if you graduated from high school and got a job, your median salary was about $29,400. That was 8 years later, please understand. By comparison, if you have a certificate or a diploma, which is can be up to 1 year of college, you're making $37,000. So, you know, another $9,000 more, dollars more. If you had an associate degree, which is a 2 year degree, you're making $38,000. So just a little bit above the certificate. If you got a bachelor's degree, you're making $41,915. Now, want to put in comparison, in high school, you know, that salary after they've been working for 8 years. The baccalaureate degree is after they've been working for 4 years and they were still making that much more. A full $12,000 or $13,000 more a year after that. Now, over a lifetime, that accumulates to about $1.2 million more. So the idea that college pays in more ways than one, right? You have better health. Wait, let me just throw that in. but for a lot of reasons, you know, this report showed that college matters. So that's the value proposition. We have about 50% of our students graduated from high school now, Leanne. We had, you know, 60% back in 2011 went to college. We've got 50% now. So we've got to get out there in such a way that people understand the value of a college credential. And we've got to do it at a level that we've never done it before. And it's what I call putting value back in the value proposition. So this report clearly shows there's an economic value by going to college.
I feel like right now it's such a hard time to push that thought with the global pandemic happening. I know a lot of colleges and universities are seeing lower retention numbers, lower recruitment numbers, new students are not as many, or a flat line, like we had just as many as last year, but not as many as the year before the pandemic happened. Is there something that your organization is doing to try to address that issue with these students who are just feeling like maybe college is not right for them right now just because of the pandemic?
Oh, yes. And there's multiple fronts we're working on here. First of all, it's kind of interesting. We are seeing downward turns. I mean, many students are afraid to, you know, come back to campus. In some cases, you know, jobs are a little more plentiful now because, you know, there's people leaving the workforce. Many of the service jobs are there, so people are getting those jobs. The interesting part of this, though, Leanne, is you need college now more than ever. I mean, coming out of this, right? More than ever. So what we're doing, we're hitting it on all fronts. We know that because of K-12, COVID has slowed down the interactions that counselors and other folk have had with seniors, juniors to go to college. So those numbers are down. They're not filling out the FAFSAs as much and so on. So we're working on that front to double down with them to make that happen. We're also working on the forefront of working with our K-12 counterparts to let students know in their senior year that, hey, here's your grades are good enough. Because you may remember when I took over this position, we made it a test optional state. A lot of people may not know that. Many of our campuses now are done test optional.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can put on their senior year transcript at the beginning of their senior year, because of your grades, and if you keep this up, you will be accepted to University ABCD, Kentucky Community College ABCD. And so students will know they've already been accepted into it. There's also what people have claimed as learning loss. Now, without a doubt, I think there has been some academic loss. So we are working with our campuses and bridge programming to make that learning loss up so people know they can go to college academically. But Leanne, the part that we need to be clear about is that there's also the social emotional issues that go along with this. Many students are dealing with this COVID output. Parents have been sick. Many people are scared. Mental health issues have increased tremendously. So we're doubling down on telehealth. We're doubling down on internet-based mental health services. We're doubling down with our campuses and putting more resources around helping students to understand that they can be there. The other element I would be remiss if I didn't talk about is we're doubling down on the cultural elements. Because in many cases, many of our low-income students, students of color, and others are maybe finding themselves a little more isolated than ever before. So how can we use our equity plans to make sure our campuses reach out to make students feel like they belong on that campus? So we're hitting this from all ends. We're not waiting to find out what the data are showing about whether we're going to be down. We're hitting it full hard. And even as you mentioned, the purpose first advising, we're going on our campuses, we're doubling down to make sure that students stay in school and get the help that they need. Proud to say, now we don't know what COVID is going to do to this number. Almost all of our four-year institutions are at an 80% retention rate now. Wow, who would have ever thought that would happen? The graduation rates are up,
mm-hmm.
You know? So we want to make sure that that keeps going. We know we will have a downturn, though. I want to tell you this because of COVID. But we're going to double down and make sure that we try to make that up.
Now we're almost out of time, but I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you a little bit about Frankfurt. They're very hyper-focused on health, obviously, right now because of the pandemic. I feel like not a lot of attention has been paid to higher education. There's a lot of discussion about K-12 in Frankfurt. But are there things that your organization is hoping to see happen in the next legislative session?
Absolutely. There's a little money right now in Frankfurt. We hope, and I want to thank the governor and the legislature for giving us money this last time in our performance funding pool, first time in 12 years. That's, we're happy about that. We're asking for more this time out. I mean, so I'm working really hard along with presidents and others, but I'm doubling down in testimony. I'm doubling down and talking with folks behind the scenes saying, hey, we are your solution to all these problems. You know, we're your solution to the amount of money you're spending on Medicaid, the amount of money you're spending on prisons, the amount of money, and I keep on going with that, on unemployment. By the way, almost 90% of the people that were on unemployment during COVID, guess what? Didn't have a higher ed credential. I'm using real data, Leanne. I'm not using words alone. Mm-hmm. I'm quantitative numbers and words, qualitative examples of why they should actually double down on giving us even more money than they did in the past. So yes, we're hitting it hard. I'm not letting this go by.
Sometimes it's hard to prioritize in the middle of crisis, but I feel like at this point, we have to focus on some things and go, okay, it's been rough, but at this point, it's time to focus on some good things and try to figure out how to come out of all of this rolling for the betterment of everyone involved.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, innovation doesn't happen after the crisis is over. Innovation has to happen when the crisis is in the mix. So that's exactly right. If we don't find the positives that we can give people as hope, we get lost then in the negatives of all the crap that's really going on, right? So that's what we're doing. We're selling the positives of higher education. We're selling the positives of a healthy society. We're selling the positives of saying higher education is a direct correlation with a healthy society. So we are not focusing on the negatives whatsoever. That's going to come to us. We'll have to deal with that. So how do we actually take those negatives and turn it into a positive? That's what we're doing.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have here on Open Mic. Dr. Aaron Thompson, president of the Council on Postsecondary Education here in Kentucky, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I hope you guys have a really safe time at Morehead.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Morehead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.